The heart chakra, it is truly our center. It is the center of our being. It is where our soul resides, and it is where really the entire universe is held within our heart.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and absolutely in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a womb shaman. I am an activator of Kundalini Shakti, and I help both men and women to create exactly what they desire, no matter the obstacles. I really teach creative consciousness. I teach men and women how to use their creative life force energy, their Shakti, their sexual energy, their sexual magic to create their heart's desires. So this is part two of a three-part series about creator consciousness. So the first part was about the sacral chakra and the primary distortions there. This one is about the heart and the primary distortions of the heart. And the last one will be over the third eye chakra, the pineal gland, and the distortions there. So this is all about the heart chakra and how, not just the heart chakra, but how the heart chakra is really a part of creator consciousness and what is the primary distortion that we have there in our heart chakra. Okay? So, you know, the heart chakra is talked about quite a lot in spirituality, but I don't find that it is spoken of often in this context. Creator consciousness was something that was taught to me in the fall of 2021 by my higher self. And I continue to be taught this practice and this teaching and understand it at deeper levels as I personally go through it too. So the heart chakra, it is truly our center. It is, you know, beautifully the center between the sacral and the third eye. But it is our center. It is the center of our being. It is where our soul resides, and it is where really the entire universe is held within our heart. And sometimes that's a little hard to understand, but in a holographic reality, each fractal contains everything. You are everything that the universe is, and that information and that space is in the heart chakra. Pertinent to creator consciousness, the heart chakra is really where those heart's desires that I mentioned earlier are held. And when I say heart's desires, I'm speaking to our innate desires. These desires are our genius. They lead us to our genius. They are really what our soul is trying to accomplish through this life. So heart's desires are different than ego desires. Not that ego desires are always egoic, but ego desires are often things that we have taken on from external sources, from society, from our parents, things that we believe that we have to accomplish or obtain or create for some external validation or reason, where our heart's desires are very much, like I said, are from our soul. And they are here to teach us something very profound about ourselves. And really, the most important thing you can ever do in your life is to grant yourself permission to pursue your heart's desires. It really is your life's purpose. And, you know, our purpose is internal. Our purpose is what we are here to really understand in and of ourselves, where our life's work is more about like legacy and, you know, what we put out into the external reality. So your purpose is very, very internal. Your soul has a purpose here. And that is all internal lessons and granting of wisdom. The heart's desires aren't always super obvious, and even some people have been able to completely numb them out of their awareness, deny them. And I see this specifically in, you know, like baby boomer generations and older, and a little bit even in my generation. But, you know, baby boomers and older were not granted the same permission to pursue their desires. And to not pursue your soul's desires is so painful that really, if you're not going to pursue it, the only option is to numb it in some manner. But one of the best ways to recognize your heart's desires is that they are usually quite nagging, because it's very, very important to your soul. So those desires are not going to let go. They are not going to just go away unless you numb them out, deny them. Okay, they're always going to be kind of reminding you and in the background and kind of pressing upon you to take action on them. Heart's desires aren't really about any end goal, though they may show themselves in that context. They're really about the journey, the process of achieving, you know, creating whatever that quote unquote end goal is. And that's a really important part to understand, is it's really about the process, because in the journey is where you will learn everything that you're truly trying to learn. So the heart is all about the heart's desires. Now, the heart is really, the chakra of the heart is about love, right? And you know, this isn't the emotion of love that we speak of when we feel loving, right? We feel love towards ourselves or towards another. That's an emotion of love, which is beautiful. But the true essence of the heart is unconditional love. And unconditional love is full and complete acceptance. So the heart is really about full and complete acceptance of ourselves, of self. Because one of my favorite phrases to say is that there truly are no others. And it's quite an enjoyable mind game with yourself, because you can see how there aren't any others, and yet there are others. And what a fun game to play. Like I said, the entire fractal universe is contained within you. You are all that is. And so there aren't really any others. And so acceptance of self is truly acceptance of all. Acceptance of self is truly acceptance of all. Sometimes that isn't really fully understood. So in the heart, the distortion is really about non-acceptance, not accepting ourselves, right? And that can come up as judgment, as criticism. It can come up as resentment. And so you can see how, again, this can feel like it is towards yourself. You cannot accept certain qualities or aspects of yourself. You cannot accept things that you have done in the past, in which case you're going to be holding resentment towards yourself and guilt or shame. You can also project the non-acceptance of self onto other people. And this is really what people do, because when we don't accept ourselves, it is very painful, just similar to not pursuing our desires. And one of the ways our ego tries to deal with that pain when we don't know how to deal with it is that we project it onto people outside of ourselves. So this is where we will judge and criticize other people, as well as where we will hold resentment towards other people and their actions. Okay. Now, of course, other people's actions do affect us. However, it is always our choice on how we experience that. We always have the option to accept. Acceptance never validates what somebody did. It only validates that it happened. And actually, what happens through acceptance is all of the energetic information opens up and we're granted the opportunity to experience the wisdom, or as I've always liked to call it, the golden nugget, because it is. It's a golden nugget of wisdom. And you could almost imagine your soul cruising through life, picking up these little golden nugget of wisdom as much as it can. That's why you're here. You're here to create and to experience, and through that process, receive, acquire, and integrate the wisdom. So what we tend to do, right, for ourselves and when it comes to an experience with another person, is we judge how we acted, we judge how we reacted, we judge how other people acted and how other people reacted. And through that judgment, we are closing the energy, closing it down where it can't fully be seen. And what I mean by that is the realization of a divinity. Every single moment, every single breath, every single action and reaction is created in divinity. It can't not be. But it is through our perception, our reaction and our perception of that experience, whether we experience it as divinity or not. Just go ahead and take a nice deep breath into your body. You can literally experience everything as divine. And when you do this, you receive so much more from it. So the judgment, the criticism, and usually over, you know, a little bit of time or multiple experiences, we get into resentment. We're resenting ourselves. This shows up very strongly in the heart for those who are denying their desires. Little by little, they are resenting themselves for not doing it. And it doesn't really matter why. It doesn't matter the reason why. Because the reason why per the soul is not a reason. You were here, you came here to create what you desire. And when we are giving our creative power to things that aren't our heart's desires, no matter the reason, we're really abandoning ourselves. We're really saying, well, the reason I came here to this life in this body isn't relevant. I'm not important. I'm not a fractal of divinity, of God's light. Now, that might not be what you're actually thinking, but that's what you're energetically saying to yourself. And that builds up that resentment for the self-abandonment, the self-neglect. And the heart begins to close. Because all of this is so painful. Just simply judging ourselves is painful. But not following our desires and not granting ourselves permission to create what we really desire in our heart, it hurts so badly that the only thing we can do, if we're not going to pursue it, is shut down the heart. Now what starts to happen is we're less accepting. We're more judging. We're more criticizing. We project even more onto others. If I just take a moment and really help you to understand that anything that you are judging another person for doesn't matter what it is a reflection of where you judge yourself. It may not be on the same topic or theme, but it's pointing to self-judgment. And if you take a moment right now and breathe into your body, just breathe and relax with that information. Because for one, it's very triggering information. We want to believe that we're judging and criticizing somebody else because they're doing something wrong. They did something to hurt us. They're doing something inappropriate or not politically correct or whatever the designation that we've given it is. We don't actually want to hear that the only reason we're judging them is because we're still judging ourselves. And what it grants you is a massive mirror, as is always the external reality, into yourself. So when those moments arise where you feel judgmental, you feel critical, you don't feel accepting, you can turn that back on to yourself and breathe into your body and ask yourself, where am I not currently accepting myself? It's very powerful. One of, our most favored comments in humanity is, that person made me. I even still catch myself saying it to this day, just simply because it's such a comment, it's such an ingrained comment in our mind. Even though I don't personally believe that, I can still find myself saying it sometimes. So, you know, that person made me feel, or that person hurt me, or that person fill in the blank. The absolute truth of it is that nobody can really hurt you. They can do harmful things to you. They can absolutely do hurtful things to you, and it can definitely hurt. Okay, so am I just contradicting myself here? But the pain that you feel is internal. And the most liberating thing that we can do for ourselves is to unconditionally love and accept ourselves, because we become unflappable. We become untriggerable. People can't hurt us because it doesn't matter what they do or what they say. That self-love is so strong. So I want to be clear that I'm not devalidating the feeling of hurt. And I'm not saying that people can't do hurtful things, because they do. But our reaction to any circumstance is always our responsibility. It's very powerful to really understand what I'm saying and to really put it into practice. This isn't a blame game on self. The blame game never gets us anywhere. It's rooted in not acceptance. The blame game is rooted in criticism and judgment. So we're not criticizing ourselves. We're turning our awareness back on self and loving ourselves so we can actually shift the pain, actually improve ourselves, expand ourselves, instead of just keep allowing ourselves to be hurt and or close our heart so that we can't be hurt. Well, guess what? If you close your heart, you also can't love. You close your heart, there is so much to life you will miss out on. So much you will miss out on. Trust me, you do not want your heart closed, but as a protective mechanism. What you actually truly desire is to have your heart blasted open, because that is where you experience ecstatic joy, so much love, appreciation, gratitude. Protection of your heart comes through that self-acceptance. That's what really validates your heart, creates it in the strong energy of love. And then it hurts, gets hurt less. When it gets hurt, it hurts less. It hurts for a shorter amount of time. You move through it faster and you become less and less hurtable. But it's very, very true. We want to be open in all of our chakras. We don't want walls. We don't want protection. And that can be sometimes really hard to understand initially, but as you practice this and you understand what I'm saying, it is only through the open heart that we seal the joy that we truly desire in life. It's only through the open heart that we get to share the love. We get to feel deep compassion for other humans. So understanding that first and foremost, this distortion of the heart comes from ways that you do not see yourself as divinity, ways that you reject yourself, judge yourself, criticize yourself. And that's across the board, both your physical appearance, you know, your quote-unquote achievements in life. Again, like I said, like actions that you've taken, have you forgiven yourself for them? Everything to do with who you are as a human. And additionally, are you pursuing your heart's desires? Do you even know what they are? Like I said, your heart's desires will nag at you. They will be the thing that you've always felt in the background. And probably the thing that your ego says that you're not capable of, can't do. Usually our heart's desires do not come easily to us. In fact, I don't really know of any circumstance where I've seen heart's desires come easily. It's our most challenging endeavor. So, for example, I have clients who are working to conceive babies, and they want it so badly. And many of these clients have seen themselves as mothers since they were little girls. And they don't understand why they can't conceive if this is something that they clearly want. And this is the power of these desires, is they are here to teach us something, here to show us something. And so it is through the challenge of the endeavor, the challenge of the creation, that we get to know ourselves. So it's this push-pull, usually. Your heart's desires have a push-pull of something that you deeply desire and yet don't feel like you're capable of, or it doesn't even seem logical, or it seems like obtuse and like whatever, you know, just far out there. Or, you know, you might even just have a vague sense of what your heart's desires are. But I definitely find people who do not know what their heart's desires even are quite often. And so this is where the heart isn't open. Okay, so if you're not connected to desires, then your heart isn't open. And that's okay, my love. That is 100%. Okay, because now you know. And so what is it? What is it in the heart? You know, where have you abandoned yourself? Where have you rejected yourself, right? Where have you criticized yourself and closed perhaps even the most inner part of your heart down? It doesn't mean that you can't feel love. It doesn't mean you don't feel compassion. It doesn't mean any of that, because there are many people who can feel actually quite a great deal of gratitude and love with their hearts shut. But those are the people that, wow, when they open their hearts, it's so tremendous. Because if you're feeling that and your heart is closed, like imagine what you would feel if it was open. Now, I'm not saying it's completely closed when I say closed, okay? Because we always have usually a level of it open. It just depends. But those are all tiny minute details. It doesn't really matter how open it is or how closed it is. It's really about if you're connected to your heart's desires, if you can feel compassion and love towards yourself. And the key of the heart, which I didn't actually go over the key of the sacral, I'm realizing. The key of the heart is forgiveness. And guess who you're forgiving? I'll give you one guess. Mom? Dad? Yeah, yes, but who? Who are you really forgiving? Yourselves. Yourself. Now, oftentimes we don't feel any reason to forgive ourselves because we've closed off the pain. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I'm not connected to my heart's desires, but no, I don't feel any reason I need to forgive myself. Well, then congratulations. You're now aware of where you've shut that information off from yourself. We are such, we're so good at denying. We're so good at placing information outside of our awareness. And it's all protective mechanism. So if you are not connected to your heart's desires and you're listening to this, then you can start to become curious and engage the energy of curiosity, which opens information and expands awareness rather than denial or rejection or deflection, which shuts it or deflects it. And ask yourself, huh, interesting. So where am I needing forgiveness to myself? Where am I needing forgiveness? Now, you don't really have to have the answer. You may not ever really know exactly like what circumstance it was, what memory. That's not important. They may come to, they may not. The point being is that it's really the act of forgiving yourself and going down that road. But asking where and starting to contemplate it is helpful because you do want to, it's most powerful to feel the urge, you know, that you, okay, yes, I can actually feel where I do need to forgive myself. Then if you can't feel that, your forgiveness is going to, it's going to be a little bit harder to really cultivate that within yourself. It's not impossible by any stretch of the imagination. You can cultivate any emotion in your body. You can cultivate the energy of forgiveness in your heart just through intention. And you can forgive yourself. You don't have to have any information. Just be aware that if you're doing that and it's just not really feeling like it's working or that there's anything even there, then you're most likely not really doing it. When we really forgive ourselves, you'll feel your heart open. And usually there's sadness. Oftentimes there's anger first because it's painful. So you're angry at yourself for abandoning yourself, for not accepting yourself. And then underneath that anger is sadness. The sadness of denial that you are divinity. So ultimately it's really powerful to feel that. You don't have to, again, but it often happens when you're really in the energy of forgiveness of yourself. You will feel the sadness releasing. So that's pretty much the information of the heart chakra. And how the heart chakra and the sacral work together is that the heart has the desires, and the womb is the magnetism. So as we connect to our heart's desires and we're connected to our womb, we begin to magnetize opportunities and experiences that are going to serve that heart's desire. It's a very powerful process of your creator, of your creatrix. And it's utilizing the combination of the womb and the heart. And of course, there's the third eye as well. But we're focused on these two right now. So there's a portal between the heart and the womb. And when that heart, when you're really devoted to your heart's desires, you say, these are my heart's desires, and I will continue to pursue them through action and through devotion of my attention, of my love, of my energy to create them, right? Without needing to reach the goal. That's a tricky part. That's tricky. That part's tricky. That's when the womb really lights up with the yearning. When she lights up with the yearning, she's drawing in, magnetizing. So very, very powerful combination with those two. So it really behooves you in so many ways to connect to those desires and begin the process of devoting yourself to them. And of course, forgiving yourself for not having seen them, for abandoning them and thus yourself, for rejecting yourself, for criticizing yourself, for all the things, for not standing up for yourself, for not listening to yourself, for not trusting yourself. Ah, so many things. So that you can really open up the energetics of those desires. I hope this has landed for you, and I hope it has brought you some incredible insight. And, you know, this is what I do with people, is I help them to connect to their heart's desires and to begin this process of realizing, reawakening their creator consciousness within and really bringing it into fruition within themselves, really understanding it within themselves, activating it and taking action upon it. So if you seek support, I am happy to support you. Part three, the third eye, we will take care of next week. And so until then, I'm so grateful for you, as always, the audience. Without you, this would just be me talking to myself, which I used to do a lot when I was a child, but I did finally grow out of that at some point. So I do enjoy, I do prefer talking to you. No, but truly, I am truly grateful for you. I'm truly grateful for your courage. And this work takes so much courage. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your devotion. As always, until next Tuesday, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.